A reading from the Book of Wisdom. The night of the Passover was known beforehand to our fathers, that with sure knowledge of the oath in which they put their faith, they might have courage. Your people awaited the salvation of the just and the destruction of their foes. For when you punished our adversaries, in this you glorified us whom you had summoned. For in secret the holy children of the good were offering sacrifice and putting into effect with one accord the divine institution, the word of the Lord.
Happy are the people the Lord has chosen, chosen to be his own. Happy are the people the Lord has chosen, chosen to be his own. See how the eye of God is watching, ever guarding all who wait in hope, to deliver them from death and sustain them in time of famine. Happy are the people the Lord has chosen, chosen to be his own. Exalt you just in the Lord, for praise is the song of the righteous. How happy the people of God, the ones whom God has chosen. Happy are the people the Lord has chosen, chosen to be his own. Our soul is waiting for God, for God is our help and our shield. May your kindness, O God, be upon us, who place our hope in you. Happy are the people the Lord has chosen, chosen to be his own.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, faith is the realization of what is hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Because of it, the ancients were well attested. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called out to go to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. He went out, not knowing where he was to go. By faith, he sojourned in the promised land as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and maker is God. By faith he received power to generate, even though he was past the normal age and Sarah herself was sterile. For he thought that the one who had made the promise was trustworthy. So it was there came forth from one man, himself as good as dead, descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sands on the seashore. The word of the Lord.
Alleluia. Know on what day the Son of Man will come. Alleluia. 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 Alleluia.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have the servants recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants. Be sure of this: if the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." The Gospel of the Lord.
Guess which diocese in the United States, and I believe in the whole country, supports the missions the most? Just take a wild guess. Good guess. I think we should be proud of that. I think that has a lot to do with the fact that Monsignor Maloney is not only the diocesan leader of what we do for supporting the Office of the Propagation of the Faith, but also he's one of the national and world leaders too. He regularly goes to Rome. He's got a real vision for this. But Detroit is the biggest supporter of the missions in the United States. Partly that is because we have the tradition of each parish once a year having a missionary come in to talk about the missionary activities of their group. And then all of that collection goes to that mission organization. I think having the missionary come in is a sign to us that we're part of the body, but not the whole body. The mission outreach and the many various forms are part of the larger body of Christ. They're just as much a part of us as things that we can see and hear, because they're part of the work of God. They're doing sometimes with our help what we on our own could not do, but are charged to do. So I think it's always a good thing to be more aware of what's going on nationally and internationally outside our borders, and you're going to have the opportunity to do that now.
Thank you for welcoming me into your community. I would like to thank Father LaCroix, Archbishop Vigneron of the Diocese of Detroit, and the Director of the Society for the Propagation of the Faith for giving me this opportunity to speak to you today. My name is Michelle Goodyear. I am married and I have two children, and I live in the Lansing area and work in Grand Rapids. I would like to start with a story. An old man was strolling along a beach one day. In the distance, he saw a young boy and girl reach down, pick something up, and throw it back into the sea. Coming closer, he saw that the sand was littered with thousands of small sand dollars. The children were patiently picking them up one at a time and returning them to the safety below the water. "What are you doing?" the old man asked. "Saving sand dollars," replied the children as they continued about the job at hand. The old man, somewhat tired by age, thought the children's actions were useless. He said, "But the beach is littered with dying sand dollars. What possible difference can you make by doing this?" The young girl bent over, picked up another sand dollar, and threw it with all of her might. With a plop, the sand dollars sank safely below the water. Then, turning to the old man, she said with all the wisdom of a child, "I made a difference for that one." I am here today to tell you about an opportunity to make a difference, even in the life of just one child. I am asking you to help support CORE, an orphanage that my daughter and I spent a week at as part of her Girl Scout Gold Award project. The Gold Award is the highest award achievable in Girl Scouts, and it is equivalent to the Eagle Scout in Boy Scouting. My daughter and another girl in our troop spent many months researching, planning, fundraising, and carrying out this trip. COR stands for Community Oscar Arnulfo Romero, and it is a Peace Mission Children's Village in Zarazoga, El Salvador, which is in Central America. The orphanage is named after Archbishop Oscar Romero, who was slain while saying Mass during El Salvador's brutal civil war. Like Abraham, he followed God's will with a strong faith. He was a man who sought to bring peace and stability to areas torn by war and poverty. He was compassionate. He embraced the gospel and spoke out on behalf of those in need. COR began in 1980 when a mission team from the Diocese of Cleveland, Ohio, traveled to El Salvador during their civil war. Father Ken Myers was helping at refugee camps and was overwhelmed by the number of children whose parents were killed or missing. He, along with Sister Dorothy Kazel and layperson Jean Donovan, gathered the orphan children and took care of them. They found them shelter, food, and clothes. They educated and loved them and sought to give them a more stable life. Dorothy Kazel and Jean Donovan, along with two other women, were murdered for this work in December of 1980, but their work has continued on. El Salvador is an impoverished country in Central America where 10% of the people own 80% of the wealth, and by wealth I mean most all of the land, businesses, the military, and the government. Today, the CORE orphanage has grown into a community. There is a school that teaches 800 day students. Many families in the town of Zarazoga would not be able to send their children to school if it were not for CORE. El Salvador government does support schools, but there are not nearly enough government schools to allow all the children in the country to attend. The CORE school is elementary through 12th grade, and it employs Salvadoran teachers. Along with reading, writing, and arithmetic, it also teaches trades such as sewing, manufacturing, and allows some students to stay on campus and work while they go attend the local college. The school's motto is Women and Men for God and Culture. Currently, there are about 120 children who live on campus in the foster care. The foster children may not be orphaned, but suffer from ongoing socioeconomic inequalities. They are affected both directly in their families and indirectly in society by gangs, drugs, prostitution, alcoholism, malnutrition, poor health, lack of education, and other social ills that plague developing nations. Too often, the children come from broken homes and abusive families. There are 10 small homes made of cinder block on the campus of CORE, and each has a house mother and children of all ages who work together as a family. They all are assigned chores, they help each other with homework, and the older children help take care of the younger children. In addition to the school and the foster homes, CORE has a health clinic which treats about 70 local people in the community every day. CORE is also an important economic resource in the area as it employs more than 100 people in an economy of terribly high unemployment. CORE seeks to shelter, nurture, and educate children so that they can become productive, peaceful Christian men and women who put their education, talent, and skills in service to their community. They have made a positive difference in the Zarazoga community and indeed the whole country. One of the former governors of the town of Zarazoga was once a foster child at CORE. In the spring of 2006, the Girl Scout troop my daughter belonged to, which was two high school seniors, myself and one other mother, and my brother-in-law, who is a native Salvadoran, traveled to CORE. What we did while we were there was basically play with the kids, listen to the kids, and just be with them. They are very well taken care of there, but there's always a strong need for adult companionship and leadership and love for them. I don't know Spanish very well, and even so, it was still very easy to communicate with the children because they all understand music and hugs and sitting on your lap. One of the projects that girls in the troop did was ask our local community if they would like to donate books for children that were written in Spanish and in English, and we had quite a few of those that we took down to leave at CORE. Some of the books that were donated were children's books that may have been only in English or in Spanish, and my daughter, who took 4 years of Spanish in high school, translated and wrote the translation right in those books so the students could have both English and Spanish versions of the stories. We also received a lot of monetary donations, and we chose to take that money down to El Salvador and purchase needed items that were addressing immediate needs at CORE. We chose to purchase the items in CORE to also support the stores in the community. Some of the items that we bought were shoes, clothing, shower curtains, and backpacks. This experience was life-changing for everyone in our group. My daughter is a Spanish minor at Grand Valley State University. She's already traveled to Nicaragua as one of her mission projects, and she is going to continue visiting Latin America for various projects. We became close to the children, and we enjoyed their tender and loving company. This next sentence isn't going to make as great an impact this year, but it makes a better impact when it's a cool summer. It was above 90 degrees every day that we were there, and above 90% humidity. I'm sure you can all relate to that with this summer here. The only air conditioning was in a computer room at the school, which I think that was wonderful that the students had an opportunity to learn about computers, but it was also a wonderful opportunity for us to go and email our families as frequently as we could and cool off. The experiences that these girls had may not seem out of the ordinary to some of you, but it was a very eye-opening experience. One of the things that they had to do was wash their clothes outside on a washboard, something they'd never done before. Another thing that made a big impact was the housing in the community in general. Some of the people were lucky enough to be able to afford to live in a cinder block home, which is like the ones on the CORE campus, but many of the community members just lived in tin and cardboard shacks that they would erect on the side of the road until the government would tear them down, and then they'd find another location and just find scraps of material to build another home. Whenever we went to a store or a gas station, all the stores had security guards that were in full military uniform, and they were brandishing rifles. That was another eye-opening experience. The traffic laws down there are very minimal and they are not followed as closely as they are here in the United States. The way that the police trap, the government polices the traffic is they have roadblocks periodically along the road and they will pick and choose which vehicles are going by to pull over and then they would talk with you and look at your documents and before you could go on your way. The people who are working in this community continue to work as the people of El Salvador put their faith in God. God is using CORE to make a blessed impact in El Salvador. This work can continue with your help. If you choose to support the CORE mission, your generosity will help with the care and education of many children and will help keep CORE open and staffed. Please keep the CORE mission and the people who serve there in your prayers. After Mass, I will be available in the back. I do have some brochures and some photos from our trip, and I'll be available to answer any questions that you may have. Thank you again, and I would like to close with a quote from Archbishop Romero. We know that every effort to better society, especially when injustice and sin are so ingrained, is an effort that God blesses, that God wants, and that God demands of us.